All right, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. WRIR is the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Hello, my name is Tommy. Welcome to Dog Germs. But first, thanks to Dustin for bringing us another awesome party of one.
You're welcome.
And yes, you can check out Dustin's show every Tuesday night from 11 to 1. Tuesday night, I guess it's the crossover from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning. So yeah, every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, party of one, 11 to 1 o'clock. Here on WRIR. Then it's followed up by me and my show, Dog Germs. And yes, you just heard Skinny Puppy, but it was not Diggit this week. I decided to start out with something different. What you heard was Inquisition, going back to their 1992 album, Last Rites. Actually, that version was the single version, coming off the single. So anyhow, yeah, we're here to do some Dog Germs. I got some new music for you tonight. Got some music from a band called Lexencrypt. Also new music from Covenant and new music from Haimata. It's hard to pronounce this name. Haimata Erde. I've played this band before, and I've always had trouble pronouncing their name. But, yeah, that's all coming up in the first hour. Also, going to have some music from a local band called Flatline Skyline. And all sorts of good stuff. Plus your request. If you'd like to call up and make a request, if you'd like to call up and make a request, 804-649-9737 is the number to reach me here in the studio. And if you happen to be listening online at WRIR.org, you can check out the playlist because I'm keeping a blog. I'll be updating that as the show progresses. And also you can leave comments and requests on the blog that way as well. So anyhow, let's get right into some new music. We're going to start out with the band Lexencrypt. Just reviewed this. It's actually a remix album, I guess. Just reviewed it today. It's actually pretty good stuff. Going to play you track 3 off of it. It's called the song's called Misanthropic Me. This is and I guess this is pronounced Excessive Remix. Excessive is another band. It's spelled Xiescive. So I'm going to pronounce it Excessive, but anyhow, the band is called Lexencrypt. This is coming off of their album Scar Tissue. It's actually, like I said, a remix album. And yeah, the song's called Misanthropic Me. And yes, you're listening to Dog Germs here on WRIR. If I can get the song playing. There we go.
I hate those people.
All right, you're listening to 97.3 FM WRIR. And yes, you're listening to Dog Germs. And my name is Tommy. That was Herschlag with Dein Leid from their 2009 album Festerlieb. Before that, you heard RC Drone doing a song called Last Resource that comes off of a telegrammetry compilation called Weatherhead. And before RC Drone, you heard new music from Lexencrypt, a song called Misanthropic Me, the Excessive Remix. That comes off of their remix album / EP, Scar Tissue. I believe it came out just yesterday, the 18th, technically. And, of course, we start off the show with Skinny Puppy, but we did not hear Dig It this week. I decided to play something else. What we heard was the song Inquisition, going back to 1992, which was originally on their Last Rites album, but the version I played was off of the single, hence it was the single mix. So hopefully you're enjoying the show about so far. Still got some new music coming up for you. But first, Gallery 5 and Cultural Works are partnering to present Gallery 5 After 5, a free lecture and happy hour event the second Wednesday of every month from 5 to 9 p.m. Guest speakers will provide entertaining and informative lectures on an array of topics, including astronomy, the future of print media, arachnids, comics, and many others. There will also be musical performances, happy hour specials, and light hors d'oeuvres. Next up on February 9th, Patrick Godfrey from Velocity Comics. And with that said, we shall continue with the show. Real quick, I'll remind you again, 804-649-9737 is the phone number to reach me here in the studio if you'd like to request a song. And it doesn't matter what genre. Play with me and, you know, play around here in the studio playing music. And, you know, any song you want to hear, like I said, doesn't matter what genre. If you're up this late listening to me, I think you have a right to request what you want. And, yes, if you're not listening through the good old-fashioned airwaves and you're just listening on your computer, maybe you're doing work or schoolwork or whatever it is you're doing at your computer and you happen to have me on, you can go to WRIR.org where the show is streaming live. Of course, that's probably how you're listening to me, if you're listening to me on your computer. But anyhow, I have a blog. I'm updating the playlist as the show goes on. And you can leave comments and requests on that blog as well. Like I said, got new music from Covenant now. I'm going to play you a song off of their album Modern Ruin, which is coming out in February 8th of this year. So, about 3 or 4 weeks away before the album comes out, but, got the music for you here, and I'm going to play you what is currently my favorite track off of the album. It's track 10 called Beat the Noise. And, yeah, in case I don't know how much you know about Covenant, and I certainly don't know that much, but I do know that Daniel Meyer from the band Hodjob is now a member of Covenant. And from what I know of most of Covenant's music I've heard has been like in a club scene where the bass is cranked way up and the high end is cranked up, and you can't really hear any of the mid-range stuff unless you're like really listening for it. Or if, you know. So, I mean, I've always thought they're a little too clubby sounding for me, but now that I've actually got some of their music and some of the other songs I've heard in the past, I've gotten on mixtapes from friends and whatnot. Covenant is actually a really good band. They're not one of my favorites, but they do have some good, you know, sonic textures and stuff in their music, like in the mid range, like that they're doing with the keyboards and stuff. But this new album that I reviewed today, it sounds a bit noisier, which is more up my alley. So I'm wondering if Daniel Meyer from Hodjob has something to do with that. But anyhow, you can hear this track and, be a judge for yourself. This song is called Beat the Noise, and like I said, it's off their new album coming out next month called Modern Ruin. And, so here's New Covenant here on Dog Germs on WRIR. We'll be right back.
can't beat the noise. I can't stop the noise. I can't beat the noise. In my van. I can hear the noise. I can feel the noise. I can hear the noise. In my breath.
Flooding my veins. I'm not a ladies' man, I'm a landmine, filming my own fake death. Under an 88 Cavalier I go. Bye, nothing but the rear bumper's blown. But I was born for this flight, United 955, on the 5th of July, back to SFOI. I joined the dark side in a thin disguise. I was on consumer grade video at night. High. Faking suicide for applause in the food courts of malls. And cursing racing horses on church steps. Playing the wall at singles bingo. Off time gringo. Did anyone hear me cry there? Toilet stall divider, I swear I care. God, am I an example of a calculated birth to a star chart for clowns? I'm not under robin's eggs in a nest. You hit a manila envelope with one last little robin's egg in it. A hollow bullet yet spent, subject to dismissal. I wish all my pitfalls could be caught by this call. Cheerio, 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 cheerio.
An abrupt ending there at the end of that song. Anyhow, that was a request you just heard. Guy called up, said he wanted to hear a band called Why, and found their CD here in the studio. I'd never heard of this band before, but I said that was pretty cool. I liked it. The song was called The Vowels, Part 2. That comes off of their album it has a pronunciation on the CD because it's, let's see, how the alopecia. Okay. Doesn't look very good spelled that way, but anyhow, that was a band called Why with a question mark. The song was called The Vowels Part 2. Alopecia is the name of the album, and it looks like that came out in 2008, I think, according to a review on the little CD here. But good stuff. Before that though, you heard Cubanate doing Oxy. Now here's another one. I've always heard people pronounce the song Oxacetylene, but it looks like to me it's spelled Oxyacetylene, kind of like, you know, the welding thing. But I'm going to pronounce it oxyacetylene because that's the way it looks like it's spelled to me. Anyhow, that was a classic Cubanate off of their 1995 album Siberia. And before Cubanate, you heard Covenant.
New music
from Covenant. The song was called Beat the Noise. It comes off of their 2011 album Modern Ruin. Actually, that album comes out February 8th. So, like I said, just a few weeks away. So, yeah, like I said, if you'd like to make a request, like the one gentleman that just called up, 804-649-9737 is the phone number to reach me here in the studio. And if you're listening online at WRIR.org, you can leave comments and requests on my blog that way as well. So, yeah. Anyhow, I'm going to get into some local music now. This is a group called Flatline Skyline. I actually work with the guy that's in this band. He hooked me up with a copy of the CD so I could check it out, see what it sounded like, because he knew I was into like Skinny Puppy and industrial stuff. And I don't think he considers his band industrial, but definitely had that sort of Neubauten sound to me, kind of like a cross between the way it, when I first, like the first couple times I listened to it, kind of reminded me of a cross between This Mortal Coil and Neubauten. So anyhow, I'm gonna play track two off of their album. It's called, the album's called All Sounds No Vision. Came out in 2009. The song I'm playing for you is track two, called No Dial Tone. So, yeah, here's a Flatline Skyline, some local music here on Dog Germs on WRIR. No Dial Tone.
Shut up. part of the fleet. And he uses it when he buys his groceries. All he says is Tweedledum and Tweedledee. Cause he got tired of being dead for you and me. Yeah, he got tired of hanging from a nail. And a guy like that always knows a good sale. He walks the street with the sun in his face. His TV show's on, he's got no time to break. What will you do when your savior goes away? Welcome to your last day.
All right, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond's Independent Radio. WRIR is the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. My name is Tommy. This is Dog Germs. We're about 1 minute away, just under a minute away, till we kick off the second hour of the show. But what you just heard was the band called The Crest with their song Fire Walk With Me, which I believe is the lead-off track to their album Letters From Fire, going back to 2002. Before that, you heard Marilyn Manson and the Sneaker Pimps doing Long Hard Road Out of Hell. That comes from the Spawn the album. That's the Spawn movie soundtrack, going back to 1997. And before that, you heard music from 2008. The one, the only, Buck Guder did Welcome to the Last Day of Your Life. And that is the title track to their album, Welcome to the Last Day of Your Life. And before Buck Guder, you heard some local music. Flatline Skyline did No Dial Tone from their 2009 album, All Sounds, No Vision. And, yes, about to start off the second hour of the show here with some new music from Haimata Erde. That's I'll spell it for you. Maybe you can pronounce it better than I can. Or if you happen to be checking out the playlist at WRIR.org, if you know how to pronounce that, feel free to call me up at 804-649-9737 and teach me how to pronounce the name of this band. But I'll spell it for you. It's Heimataerde. Got me. Haimata Erde is the that's my best pronunciation. So anyhow, Haimata Erde. If I can just get comfortable saying that, it'll sound like I know what I'm doing, right? So anyhow, got new music from these guys. It's actually they had just put out a single for from their album Unwiesen, I guess that's how it's actually pronounced. The singles for the song Malatia Angelica. I'll just say it in American. Malatia Angelica, if that makes sense. I'll spell that one for you too. Malatia. Second word, Angelica. They just reviewed it today and they said it in the song and I can't remember how they pronounced it. But anyhow, I'm going to play you track four off the single. It's actually a kind of it's a different version. The actual original version is all dancey and electro and whatnot. But the last version of the song that's on the single is the version is called Silentium, and it's got that kind of a Dead Can Dance kind of feel to it. So very much reminded me of Dead Can Dance when I listened to this version. So and I was very impressed by that. So I'm gonna start off the second hour with that version of the song. So but yeah, before we get started, I'll try and pronounce the band for you one more time. Haimata Erde. The song is called Malatia and Angelica, and this is the Silentium. I can pronounce Silentium with no problem. It's a Silentium version. I think just came out, or it's coming out this month at some point. Anyhow, it's kicking off the second hour of the show, but first, let's make the second hour of the show official. What do you say? Danger!
Yeah. Der Ton der Wegbegleiter war. Schiff heben uns ganz schnell und nah. Beseelt von dem, der aus dem Himmel fiel. Malicia. Angelika,
everybody knows not to put their hands in the mouth of a snake, but accidents happen. If a poisonous snake bites you or someone you know, call Poison Help at 1-800-222-1222 right away. The experts will determine if the snake is poisonous and tell you what signs to watch for and what to do. If the snake is not poisonous, you will need to wash the wound and check with your doctor. You may need a tetanus booster shot. All right. For the PSA I just read you, you heard a nice 8-minute long song from Mugwai called Viola or Viola. I'm not sure how you want to pronounce it, but I'll pronounce it Viola tonight. That sounds good. Maybe next time I'll pronounce it Viola. Viola sounds better, though, I think. Before Mugwai, you heard Leatherstrip doing the Kraftwerk song Showroom Dummies. That comes from a Cleopatra compilation from 1998 called Future Wave. And we start off the second hour of the show with new music from, and I'm going to pronounce it one last time, and then we're going to move along with this show, Haimata Erde. That's my pronunciation. The song was called Militia, and they just, yeah, they just said it in the song too. Militia and Angelica. That's the way I'm going to pronounce it. And it was the Silentium version. That comes off of the single from the same name as the song I'm not going to try and pronounce again. And I believe that just came out this month or is coming out this month on Metropolis Records. And yes, moving right along, we are going to hear some more electronica music. This is kind of a new agey. It's the Orb. I've played the Orb a gazillion times on the show. I'm going to play them again. Then you're going to hear another new agey kind of instrumental song. And then we're going to go in different directions from here on out. I'm not sure where, what kind of genre we'll end up hearing by the end of the show or between now and then. But I'm going to go ahead and remind you one more time, though, if you would like to call up and make a request, 804-649-9737 is the number to reach me here in the studio. Or if you're listening online at WRIR.org, I'm updating the playlist. And you can leave comments and requests there on the playlist blog as well. So, yeah, let's get back into the music. Here's Orb. This is called Oxbow Lakes. This comes off of their 1995 album, Orbis Terrarum. And, yes, you're listening to Dog Germs here on WRIR.
Thank you. I like the way that you don't talk. I like the way that you don't walk. I like the way you do nothing at all. I like the way you don't fuss and squeal. I like the way your skin don't feel. I like the way you just lay there so still. I'm glad I chose to date you. It didn't take long to inflate you. I wish I'd known you long ago. Only you're a thing. That's a pretty name. I know you won't play games. Play games with my heart. You're adorable. And you're portable. Polly, you're a thing. You're everything to me. I like the way your eyes don't blink. I like the way that you don't think. I like the way you look when you're wearing hot pink. I like the way you don't stare at me. I like the way you don't disagree. I like the way you leave all decisions to me. You're soft and yet resilient. Your colors are so brilliant. It says here you're also waterproof. Polly, you're a thing. That's a pretty name. I know you won't play games. Play games with my heart. You're
Of course, that was the Beatles with Ticket to Ride here on Dog Germs on WRIR. And yes, this is still Dog Germs you're listening to, believe it or not. Before the Beatles, you heard Unknown Henson doing Polyurethane from his album The Future is Unknown. For Unknown Henson, Vince Guaraldi Trio did Heartburn Waltz. Before Vince Guaraldi Trio, you heard Chuck Jahnke doing Crystal Skies. And yes, I got time for one more track. It's going to leave you with a nice long 15-minute spoken word track from the one, the only Joe Biafra. This is going to come off of his 1987 spoken word album, No More Cocoons. I'm going to play you the track Names for Bands, the new improved version. I'm sure by now he has an even newer improveder version, I guess. Anyhow, yeah, this is going to be the last track I play. Then I'm going to turn it over to Hal the Disc Bot. So anyhow, hopefully you enjoyed the show. The podcast should be up by tomorrow night. And, yeah, thank you for listening, and I'll be back in here next Tuesday to bring you some more Dog Germs and stuff. So, have a good night, have a good week, have a good weekend, and, here's some JLB offer for you.
Names for bands. Every once in a while, somebody will come up to me and ask me to come up with a name for their band. I'm tired of all those other names. Think of something good. You'd expect the band to want to take care of that, right? But oh no, not in a society where we're brought up to aspire to be spectators by our media and by our school system. Still, I try in good faith, but almost every damn time I keep drawing a blank. So, now I write them down. And after all, it's a great way to meet people when you're new in town, kind of like carrying extra matches or cigarettes for people to bum. Yo, got a pen I can borrow? Hell, carry 20. Me? I carry band names. And people need them, too. How many times have you heard the same old cliche band names over and over and over again? Something new?
Oh, no, that's too hard. That's too difficult. Our friends might not like us. We might not get on a major label or college radio or MTV.
No, pick a formula. Any formula. The Lone Cowboys. Leather Wolf. Night Ranger. Psychofunkapus. And let's not forget those generic bands that sometimes give hardcore punk a bad name. Granted, my favorite example is broken up now, but they'll live on forever in the X's on the hands and T-shirt and colored vinyl as investment merchandising. Yes, there really was a band that once that could not think of anything better to call themselves than Youth of Today. Before that, we had Angry Youth, Bored Suburban Youth, White Suburban Youth, Youth Army, Wasted Youth. Bob Mould, when he was in Husker Du, suggested Young Youth. And I told some of my friends at Maximum Rock and Roll, hey, you guys have been reviewing records for years and telling people how to act when they go on the road, but some of you have never actually done it. Why not do your own band? It would be great. Old Youth. And we've had Dead Youth, Generic Youth. We could have Senile Youth. Somebody, one of these other shows, suggested Redundant Youth. I mean, the first step to a really good band name is to start with a good concept. So picture this one for heavy metal. Granted, it's the most conservative and uniform of all loud rock music. No gym teacher could get so many people to dress alike. But even in metal, there's still room for a good concept. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to rock? Would you please welcome, live from Global Corporate Headquarters, this week's heavy metal sensation, Mondale! Picture it! Flashing on and off, 20 feet tall, and gleaming silvery gothic lettering that they all use now. Mondale, Mondale, Mondale. In a great big arena, just swarming with all them zombie-like fans, flicking the bics and lighting the matches and shaking their fists in obedience to their fearless leader, just like people sig-heiling Hitler in the Nazi propaganda films. Spot the difference. While these five Walter Mondales are up there kicking ass on the stage, each wrapped in blue business suits, bullet belts, Viking helmets, maybe a flaming tie for the singer or a paste-on Frank Frazetta mustache. Mondale! He would have made a great heavy metal hero.
Everybody sing along with me one time. Lane Kirkland rules me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Half the guys in Deep Purple look just like Walter Mondale now. But maybe that's too easy an example. Maybe that's old hat. You shouldn't kick a dinosaur when they're down to their last million, after all. But those people up in the office buildings who wear the satin baseball jackets, you know, the geeks up in New York and Century City and Hollywood and stuff, who never go to local shows but always know at their major label desk jobs that they know what kids want. Well, they know what kids want is speed metal, thrash metal, and the cartoon factor goes up accordingly, doesn't it? In one corner of the ring, you've got the good citizen upstanding metal bands like Stryper throwing Bibles out to the crowd, and oh, aren't their Farrah Fawcett wigs as fluffy as Charlie's Angels themselves? With eye makeup to match. While in the other corner of the ring, the evil, dark, death metal bands who sing about Satan and horns and tails and the dark side, like Slayer. Yeah! And 10,000 other bands that sound exactly like Slayer. It's all going to be blown away by the desert storm of Islamic speed metal. Picture Islamic speed metal. Call the band Magnum Jihad. And have the band members come out in black leather turbans with spikes and gas masks and Darth Vader robes, and women couldn't come to the show till they had their monogrammed Magnum Jihad veil from the merchandise booth. And all you'd need for lyrics would be some of those real subtle and tasty quotes from Saddam Hussein or Ayatollah Khomeini or Gaddafi, like, all Western countries are bad. Nothing but evil comes from them. Or to speed it up for the anthrax crowd, Islamic laws come from God, and therefore are good for everybody. Islamic laws come from God, and therefore are good for everybody. And with every other 70s dinosaur becoming cool again for all the wrong reasons, think of the comeback possibilities for Cat Stevens. He could either go the Magnum Jihad route with a nice fuzzed out cover of Climb on the Peace Train, Climb on the Peace Train, or just keep his old sound and If someone defames the prophet, he must die. Islamic speed metal, Magnum Jihad, coming soon on Great Satan Records. Or when you become a little more adult, you're expected to reach for one of those new age audio sedatives. With a mellow sunset on the cover and the mandatory computer graphic typeset from high up on Windham Hill. Or if you prefer a Roger Dean Fantasy poo painting with twirly progressive rock lettering at the top. Either way, mellow out with the good vibes of Earth Fart. Or just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, Leonard Skinnerd has reformed. And, of course, those same geeks at the major labels in the satin baseball jackets up in the high office buildings are going, yeah, we've been waiting for this one for a while. Now that even the underground bands are playing a lot of 70s cock rock and sucking up to major labels and everything, this is going to be easy to put over on them this time. Southern rock is back. Southern rock is back. Got your beer bellies, got your pickup trucks, got your tractor tires, got your 3-4 guitar players, 4-5 drummers, got your rifle racks, got your Confederate flags, got your racism, pork barrel! Or imagine all the images you could drill in your fans' minds if you called your band The Dentist. Or, ready? Electric meat. Pink meat. Anchovy smegma. Terrorists for peace. Black lung. Zion popsicle. My sweet slaughterhouse. Or, pets eat their master. Or, how about tailor-made for the cover of Spin and MTV, hunk. Tits, ass, and money. The absentee thought lords. Criminal spa. War cookies. Republican buttocks. Shut up and buy. Frankenchrist. Peeping Tom Collins. Chocolate fetus. Great wall of goat urine. Tumor circus. Mosquito cleavage. Chris masturbation. Uranium playpen. King pork. Madonna death cult. Peppermint leprosy. Angel pus. Or the magic truncheons. The lone derangers. 3-mile colostomy. The gingerbread werewolves. Satan's buttermilk. Air guitar. The janitors of anarchy. Lost orgasm. Root canal. Be my urinal. Bark on cue. The crotch puppets. Magnum Dada. God. Conform or die. Fun with treason. You're fired. Video sex pope. Al Sharpton's hair. Cancer cures everything. South Africa. This still gets them every time. John Wayne on acid. Rogue boner. Radio free pig vomit. Or the Ku Klux Flintstones. Elvis Rehnquist. Crushed velvet vivisection. Dracula was gay. Witch penis. The Manson Surfers. Bank of Sodom. Keystone Stormtroopers. Sausage gone wrong. For the Nazi skinheads, Aryan embarrassment. Or or for people whose idea of a full life is to drink up and boogie down, Frankie goes to the bathroom. The Doomsday Pop-Tarts, Autistic Chainsaw, Bono's Charred Remains. Sell Your Mom, Pneumonia Wranglers, Helter Syringe. This list could go on all night. So why be the 35th band in a row to call yourselves Bad Attitude, Vengeance, or the LA Guns, when you could storm the globe as the Imperial Turdsicles? Conquer MTV with Primer Gray Erection. Or coming soon to the Ritz, exclusive engagement, or they might not get to play. Direct from New York, direct from England, please welcome Failure. Or coming soon to the Great Big Basketball Arena, tickets $20 in advance, $120 at the door, Fraud. If you really want to get under people's skin and make them think, forget Dead Kennedys. That's already been done. But you can take a grainy photo of your friend and mine, Mr. Patriotic Freedom Fighter himself, George Herbert Walker Bush, and put that on the front cover of the album. You know, tilted slightly at an angle with that grin of his leering out. And title this record, Lest We Forget. Then hit him where it counts. Top it all off with the name of the band, Lest We Forget by 6 Million Jews.